This is Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com. I'm Mickey Lavimpel, marriage therapist and relationship coach.
And I'm Molly Livingstone, comedian and someone who probably needs a glass of wine because we are talking about
how to recover from relationship mistakes.
Oh, you see why I need a drink to this one? All right. What's a mistake? What do you mean by that?
Oh, boy. Well, let's talk about what we're going to talk about before we into what's a real mistake.
Just edge into it nicely.
Let's edge into it. Okay, so we're going to talk about what kind of mistakes people make, what can be repaired and what can't, and we're going to talk about how to turn a mistake around and make it better.
Oh, I like that third one, but I'll be drunk by that point. Okay, The first one is...
What kind of mistakes do people make?
So what kind of mistakes?
Oftentimes, people make mistakes when it comes to saying the wrong thing, like when a woman asks... Honey, how do I look in this? And he says, not so good.
Yeah.
And the answer is, you look great, honey. Because that's what she really wants to hear. But that's like a minor one. But real mistakes are maybe oversharing information, sharing stuff with people other than, you know, keeping things between the two of you. That's oftentimes a mistake. Forgetting birthdays. Those are like the minor mistakes that have an easy fix.
Okay.
Usually. Then you get into the bigger mistakes like affairs, cheating, doing things behind a person's back, playing with finances, those sorts of
All the soap opera stuff you see.
All the soap opera stuff and all the stuff that really tears a relationship apart oftentimes. So the little mistakes, which are things that come up all the time. I don't really want to talk about the big ones because we'll have a whole show on that one.
Yeah.
But the little mistakes, the misspoken things, the times where we accidentally... don't check in with our partner before we do something. The times where we forget an appointment. The times where we come too late to something.
Forget an anniversary. Forget a birthday.
Forget you had a kid that you had to pick up and the other one has to pick him up.
Yeah, that's...
You come home too late from work. That's a common one. Never heard of that. So those sorts of things are, you know, they're things that need to be acknowledged. Now, sometimes people just shove it under the rug and they just sort of, you know, they just act like it doesn't really matter to them. It's not so important. If it really doesn't matter, then great. But if it really does matter and you're just, you know, shoving things down and you're not really sharing with your partner how you feel about it, that's when things get really out of hand.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really two extremes. There's two extreme approaches that a lot of people take. Either people completely go ballistic because
it's over these, consider the small things, but they're important
right.
to you.
They're really important to them. And everything is a drama and everything is how dare you forget my birthday yet again, which is, I mean, it's a big thing. I get it. It's a really important thing, but it's about how the person reacts to the big thing.
Right.
That's really important.
I think that people, especially I would go with married couples who I see a lot, are very super passive aggressive, right?
Yes.
And it's like you say these condescending things to each other, which is referring to something that upset you.
Yes.
And you never actually let it be known. So it becomes that, well, it's fine you forgot to pick up the Chinese food because you also forgot my birthday. And that was like 7 years ago, but like you can't let it go.
Yeah.
And I do. And I think when it comes – oh, birthdays and all the anniversary stuff is awful. And my husband told me, he said, you didn't get me a present that I like. And it was a I guess you would consider it a mistake. However, it was also his mistake for saying it like that to me.
Right.
And therefore, he was punished with the year after I did not even buy him a present because I held on to that very much. So
okay.
I think with mistakes, there's also a part of it of how to hold on,
right.
how to communicate, and how to let go.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy when you just say it.
When you say it like that,
you
it's really
like practice and but do
I think,
it.
So I think the key thing is really to – understand how the mistake really affects you and really be, you know, be realistic about it and not get over the top about it. I mean, even if it is a big thing like a birthday, let's say, and that's important to you. Some people, everybody views birthdays differently. My husband, a birthday is just like another day in the life. For me, a birthday is a really, really important thing. So that's something that we've had to really talk about in terms of him understanding that you missed my birthday. That's not going to pass too easily by me.
Yeah. And especially here in Israel or with Jews, we like to like say, oh, we have our Hebrew birthday. And then we have the day we were actually born. And there's probably a Muslim birthday I can squeeze in there. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's never ending. It's like the children and it just keeps going.
Yeah.
At least that's for my husband. My birthday is like, oh, I turned 21 and then I just stopped having birthdays.
I feel like with my 10-year-old daughter, she like celebrates the entire month of August, but she kind of starts talking about it like the day after her birthday and starts planning what she wants and how she wants it to be already. She's already started thinking about her bat mitzvah, which is in 2 years time, which is a little problem. But
so for her future boyfriend, he should be very aware so that he doesn't make mistakes that birthdays are important to her.
Right. So, but in terms of talking about how you repair the mistake, like that's the really important thing here, is how you actually clean up the mess that you've made or that has been made between the two of you. Because it's really, I think it's really important to take the blame out, right? So like, let's say, for instance, using the birthday example, because that's a nice, easy one. Yes, it's your birthday, but it's also your job, if it's important to you, to make sure that your partner remembers if that's not something that they're good at. So it's important for you to be able to make sure that that's something that he's not going to forget or she's not going to forget.
Or you just tell them the birthday present you want.
Or you just buy it for yourself.
Right. Because
and say, hi, look at this lovely birthday present you bought me.
Right. I told my husband to buy me socks because that was what I needed. And he did not buy those because he thought it was ridiculous. Aww. And I was disappointed when I did not get socks. He got me jewelry. I was
like, oh, what a jerk. He got you jewelry. Well. Oh, bastard.
I said I wanted what I wanted. Not into this birthday stuff. Okay, so but it can be repaired.
But the most important thing is the repair. A repair is this thing that makes the couple come together that much more. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's almost like if the mistake hadn't happened, then you wouldn't have had the opportunity for the repair.
Mm. You know, that works nice with the small mistakes. But of course, in my mind, I'm thinking of the red flag.
No.
You know, the cheating happened so that we could grow stronger.
No. Right. No, that's a whole different parsha. We're not even talking about that here. We're talking about the little things that, you know, that tick us off, that will cause us to get really angry and really and frustrated resentful. At the time and resentful. Right. So it's really important, as I said, going back to that, is to first figure out how you really feel about it. Is your reaction like normal, you know, not going completely ballistic? Because when you go ballistic, that obviously causes another reaction in our partners, which doesn't usually help things out too much. So calming ourselves down and being able to be assertive, not aggressive, not passive, but just assertive. And a lot of people mistake, it's really funny, a lot of people mistake aggression and assertion. They think that assertiveness is aggression, and it's not. Assertiveness is just being straightforward about what you want without the added anger. That's really all it is. So you really sometimes need to calm yourself down, take a few deep breaths, you know, mull it over, think about what happened for the other person that made them do whatever it is that they did. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of a lack of awareness or lack of concern about the thing that bothered you a lot. And it's really just trying to put things into perspective and put yourself in the other person's shoes so you can understand that where they're coming from is usually not a hurtful, bad place. It's just a lack of knowledge, awareness, maybe making a few assumptions that were wrong. Stuff
I would
like
also
that.
Say try not to make the same mistake again, because when you make it again, that's when the partner feels like, no, you don't get it. You don't get me, and you're not trying.
Right.
And I say that because that is me. That's how I sound. But I think that it is a valuable point, and I think that if you're careful to work out these mistakes, that's when you don't make the big mistakes, right? Because as you said,
absolutely.
When the mistakes...
Constantly connecting.
Yeah. When you're connecting and you're growing stronger from them, you're less likely to make, hopefully, the bigger mistakes, which we'll save for another episode because those are hardcore issues need to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll leave it here, but we want to know from people that are listening, what are mistakes that you have made that maybe you did think were little, and you're not with that person anymore because of them, or success stories. We want to hear them too, right? It's always nice to hear something positive.
For sure.
If you want to write in and let us know what's on your mind, anything to do with mistakes or something else, you can always write us at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. Anything else you want to say, Mickey?
No, you said it all.
I just said it all. That was good. No mistake there. You've been listening to Real Relationships at jewishcoffeehouse.com.